The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Under the Radar: Reasons Mining Industry Could Experience a Golden Year. Whoever has the gold makes the rules. This expression seems apt for 2020, as a confluence of factors has analysts predicting a golden year for the mining industry. 3 decades of dwindling gold mine discoveries, combined with increased industrial demand for gold across numerous industries, has put a serious flaw under the recent rise of the gold price. Gold price up 18.4% in 2019 and up about 44% since 2018 lows. Many analysts see gold going to $3,000 and as high as $10,000 per ounce. COVID-19 impact and global market of near zero interest rates paints very bullish picture for gold prices as well as safe haven demand. 3 decades of underinvestment and overregulation has resulted in a shortage of new economic discoveries, even as demand from new sources begins to inexorably devour more of finite global production. Operating in one of the world's premier mining jurisdictions, Bullfrog Gold Corp, OTCQB ticker symbol BFGC, controls the mineral rights to a strategic 5,000-plus acre land package with exceptional exploration and development characteristics. Located 125 miles northwest of Las Vegas, the area was ranked number one on the Fraser Institute's 2018 Investment Attractiveness Index. Within the last year or so, mining giant Barrick Gold Corp, gold on New York Stock Exchange, merged with Rand Gold Resources and combined its Nevada assets with Newmont Mining, creating a true juggernaut with 6 of the global top 10 Tier 1 gold assets under its thumb, 3 of which are in Nevada. Coa Mining Inc., CDE on New York Stock Exchange, purchased Northern Empire for $90 million and spent much of the last 18 months pursuing expansion drilling programs on this property, located a few miles east of BFGC. Corvus Gold Inc., OTCQX ticker symbol CORVF, another major player in the Beatty, Nevada area, has seen a significant expansion of the company's motherlode resource position surrounded by Coa Mining, as well as significant land and resource positions in the North Bullfrog Mining District, located a few miles north of BFGC lands. Anglo Gold Ashanti Limited, AU on New York Stock Exchange, recently secured the purchase of the Silicon Project from Renaissance Gold for a reported $3 million and plans to roll out a sizable 109-site Phase 1 drilling program across the 3,630-acre project area, mainly located a few miles east of BFGC, but also on its land adjacent to BFGC's western land boundary. Dwindling supply, steadily increasing demand. Gold closed at $1,727.60, June the 15th, COMEX. Hasn't seen this kind of exciting price action since 2010, an 18.4% uptick in US dollar terms last year, and close to a 44% increase since the recent $1,202.44 low in September of 2018. A powerful blend of safe haven buying, highly accommodative near-zero interest rate policy from the Fed through 2022, and the looming specter of COVID-19 haunting the stock market has sent many investors stampeding back into the yellow metal. The sudden surge in gold demand during the coronavirus pandemic has surprised many veteran industry analysts, with prices recently soaring to a 7-year high, despite key traditional offtake sources like jewelry seeing a big sales slump. Jewelry normally accounts for over 52% of gold demand. However, World Gold Council, WGC, figures indicate a 65% year-on-year drop in the retail gold market within China, the world's largest jewelry maker, as well as a similar drop in the other major global jewelry market, India. The reality of the shutdown and the transparency of accumulating safe haven demand forces on the gold price are now cast in stark relief. S&P Global Market Intelligence data from April indicated that some 20 mines in top-producing countries were forced to close due to COVID-19, and ongoing economic uncertainty could continue to produce unprecedented levels of central bank stimulus around the globe. At the same time, emerging applications for gold's unique properties continue to add new, broadening end markets across diverse sectors, such as medicine, electronics, and high-tech industrial. Gold nanoparticles, for instance, are seeing increased use in everything from disease detection and treatment to enhanced efficiency solar cells and filtration systems. Tiny particles and circuits may not seem like a big deal when we measure the global gold market by tonnage, but with key applications in critical systems like municipal-scale water filtration and robust high-performance consumer electronics components, the roughly 16% of global production currently consumed by these end markets is growing steadily every year. Price spike points to supply deficit. This gradual build-up of broader end markets for gold seems to have put a solid foundation under COVID-19 and zero interest rate-related buying. However, a stifling regulatory environment combined with years of underinvestment in mining has led to a kind of perfect storm when it comes to spiking demand. Bank of America anticipates a 5% decline among senior global gold producers over the next 4 years, with declining production, lower ore grades, and shorter mine life exacerbating the fall-off in new economically viable discoveries. Overall, gold production fell by 1% last year, and analysts across the board are now predicting that the ongoing decline in gold reserves will continue to produce significant M&A activity throughout the gold mining sector. A bonanza in the making. Bullfrog Gold Corp, OTCQB ticker symbol BFGC, looks poised to capitalize on prevailing market conditions via a host of factors which differentiate the company and its project portfolio from competitors. The company's land package sits at the heart of one of the most active gold regions in the world, the same location where Barrick previously produced some 2.3 million ounces through the 90s via conventional milling operations. The enormous epithermal gold systems in the Bullfrog area previously yielded some 26.1 million tonnes of open pit and underground ores for Barrick, averaging 2.98 GT gold and 4.57 GT silver before milling was ceased due to the price of gold being under $290 an ounce. With a well-established 43-101 compliant mineral estimate and significant exploration potential at the company's sizable land package in the Bullfrog Gold District, BFGC is a regional veteran that has been in this white-hot gold area for more than a decade, long before any of the majors arrived. To illustrate how well-situated Bullfrog is, imagine a small landowner who was smart enough to buy up acreage in Palo Alto back in the 70s, long before Silicon Valley was even a concept. Exploration and testing confirms established model. Last year, Bullfrog completed hugely successful heap leach tests on 4 bulk samples from the Bullfrog, Montgomery, Chausone and Mystery Hill areas. In early June 2020, BFGC completed 12,520 feet of drilling in a 25-hole program to better define expansion limits of 2 pits and initially drilled test the new Paradise Ridge exploration target that is a compelling analog to the Bullfrog deposit. Assays on the first 6 holes were released on June 17, 2020, and remaining results will become available in the coming weeks. The company is now in an optimal position to execute on a forthcoming independent preliminary economic analysis that will include updated resource estimates, optimized pit plans, capital and operating cost estimates, and projected financial performance. Bullfrog also completed 2 initial holes at its new Paradise Ridge target, a mile east of the main Bullfrog pit. Given the frenzy of activity by sector majors in the region, as well as promising results from extensive surface sampling efforts. The Paradise Ridge target even has host rocks that are identical to those in the main Bullfrog deposit. This evidence reinforces management's guidance that much of the company's lands have strong potential for expanding known resources and making new discoveries. The value proposition is readily apparent. Excellent location, very good potential for the company's flagship site to become a mine with strong financial performance based on existing resources, strong exploration potential, and the kind of acreage that will likely help cement the Bullfrog Gold District as a potential new major gold production centre in Nevada. Over a year and a half was spent collecting four bulk samples from the main Bullfrog Pit, the adjacent Mystery Hill area, and the Montgomery Chaussone Pit for leach testing at McKellen Laboratories in Reno. Reports published in 2018 and 2019 included results of the heap leach tests that yielded average gold recoveries of 85.8% when using high-pressure grinding rolls, HPGR, to produce a very fine leach feed of 1/16 of an inch, compared to 70.7% from a coarser 3/8 of an inch size, typically produced using conventional crushers. In this regard, the Bullfrog area mineralization is highly amenable to producing very fine sizes from HPGRs, as their clay contents are very low compared to most other gold products, and the brittle silicified host rocks do not produce much superfine material during the size reduction process. Also, because of the low sulfide content when the deposits were formed and subsequent oxidation, lime consumption for processing are low, and the waste and mineralized rocks do not create acid. Premier mining jurisdiction, low-cost logistics. Another key selling point for Bullfrog is the superb presence of infrastructure available to the project. The company has a paved Nevada State Highway crossing the southern claims, and with robust existing access roads and haulage ramps in place to access the pits, BFGC can avoid millions in capex otherwise required to place a greenfield project into operation. Additionally, the existing electrical transmission line and substation Barrick once used, as well as requisite water rights via lease or option, and ample on-site water, make the project an easy kickoff. Moreover, BFGC is already in possession of a huge database of some 155 miles of drill information, as well as all the extant project plant, site condition, geologic, mining, and processing data. The company estimates that the treasure trove of data amassed by Barrick throughout the district and available infrastructure would cost more than $40 million to recreate. In addition, the project plan favorably indicates that the North Bullfrog Pit and Montgomery Chaussone Pit can be sequentially mined in such a way that the vast majority of waste from both pits can be filled into the South Bullfrog Pit, thereby drastically reducing waste haulage expenses, avoiding the building or enlarging of waste dumps on the surface, and minimizing environmental permitting and reclamation costs.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.